all unisex, like, why not? We're all the same. We can wear whatever we want. And if a man, a male, wants to wear a skirt, he can too.
When we take Aer Lingus, the fact that they haven't changed their uniform since 1998, this is a big change for them, brand new uniform.
Yeah.
Have we lost the glamour in the sky, that Pan Am kind of fly me to the moon sexiness? Is that well gone?
Not at all. Is it just all about sexiness for men's benefit with the women with the skirts? No, fly me to the moon in trousers, skirts, nothing. It doesn't matter.
And when was the last time you took a flight?
2 weeks ago.
And were the cabin crew glamorous?
I don't be looking at them, like.
Look.
Not really. All I care about is getting to my destination, getting a bit drunk.
Neat and tidy.
Very clean,
and you can look neat and tidy with the pants as well.
And you're not worried about, you know, getting drunk on a plane?
No, because I can control myself.
And what do you think of this new uniform?
I think a woman can look sexy in either a pants or a trouser or what? Or a skirt. I don't think it should matter, really. Whatever they're comfortable in, I think. I always think the ladies look amazing on flights. I think they keep themselves like really well, you know. Always have like really lovely makeup on and everything. It doesn't matter to me whether they're wearing a skirt or a trousers, to be honest. I think it should be whatever they're comfortable in.
Yeah.
Because they're working on the plane, obviously.
Because they're doing their job still.
Yes.
What does it matter? Pants isn't going to affect it.
Beautiful, beautiful makeup, everything. I've never, ever saw or would have thought a lady on air hostess looked messy or unpresentable. I've never thought that, no.
My name is Alan Hickey and I am Associate Director for Employment Services in Peninsula Ireland. So we're an employment law and health and safety and HR consultancy. So we'd encounter questions a good bit on dress codes in the workplace. So last year, for example, we would have had dress codes coming up in respect of men wanting to wear skirts in work during a period of hot weather. So it's conversely now we're looking at a situation where female employees do not want to wear skirts as part of their dress code. So it's a common issue that comes up in many different ways, shapes and forms. My own view is that there's nothing wrong with a dress code per se, and the legal position in respect to the Labour Court is that there's nothing wrong with a dress code per se, as long as it applies a common standard of neatness for both male and female employees, and it does not bear more heavily on one over the other. So, as an example, I would suggest that requiring women to wear a skirt in circumstances where a man does not have to would bear more heavily on women than men, and is difficult to justify, particularly in the modern world. But if there was a particular reason for a dress code in terms of health and safety, for example, or even just from a brand or marketing perspective, or from a, you know, just neatness, hygiene, you can understand why an employer might want to put a dress code in place in general.
I like the idea of the trousers, and I think if it's comfort, the flats as well, especially for comfort, I think staff are always very well turned out anyway on flights, and you probably would wear makeup yourself to feel good yourself.
Well, I think it's fine, yeah, that's grand.
You think it's fine and grand? Would you have preferred if they carried on wearing their skirts?
I wouldn't mind, really, no. Air travel today is cheap, so I suppose the air hostesses should be dressed accordingly.
I think it's just about being comfortable, and I think it's just about not being cold, I guess.
Not being cold, yeah. Like today, for example.
I wouldn't wear a skirt.
In Cork, it's freezing. And have you been in a job where there has been restrictive uniforms where you've had to wear a skirt, you've had to look sexy, makeup?
Yes, that's horrible. And they make you, if you don't have your nails done, or you have to have this look, and it's really annoying.
And why did the boss make you dress like that?
Because they thought that I was selling furniture. They thought that our clients would be feeling better. If you look good, then you would sell good things. It's ridiculous.
So they would think if the girl or the lady looked sexy, it would help the brand, help you sell stuff?
Yes, they think that a good-looking woman is better for sales. And I don't think they would request that to a man, but they would to a woman, which is ridiculous.
I think they should be allowed to wear trousers if they'd like to wear trousers. No, the makeup part, I think probably they should look.
You think they should still wear a bit of makeup?
Still wear a bit of makeup. Not too much, but Yeah, but they should be allowed to wear trousers, I think.
The designer, Louise Kennedy, she spent 2 years working on these uniforms. There's 25 garments. There's going to be Kenmare Green, and there's also going to be Midnight Navy. The one thing that I saw about it, and there are lots of images of it up online, I didn't think it was as green as the old green, a bit like a sort of bright green.
But I think they should keep the green.
Keep the green.
Yeah.
And has the glamour gone out of air travel? Did it go a long time ago?
I wouldn't think so, no. No.
You still think it's a bit glamorous?
Yeah.
And where do you like to fly off to?
Anywhere at all. Anywhere.
And do you kind of get all dolled up for the flight and are you all glamorous?
Well, I would. I'd make a bit of an effort going on flights.
You would?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just wear a dirty t-shirt like me?
Well, I wouldn't wear a dirty t-shirt, but I mean, I'd wear comfortable clothes and a small bit of makeup, yeah.
Do other airlines wear pants?
Yes, many do, but yeah, many of the more international airlines still insist on a skirt.
But Ireland had the green uniform was kind of institution. Like, I mean, everybody knew about the green uniform, as I said. But
and now there's blues and there's easy wear clothes as well. It's not just green. Yourself, have you been on a plane?
No, but I might.
Do you ever want to go on one?
I will someday. Yeah.
And have you ever left Ireland before?
I did, yeah.
Where did you go?
Canada, England.
How did you get there?
Boat.
You went by boat. Getting to Canada by boat must have taken a while.
1950s.
In the 50s. So that must have been, was it glamorous or was it quite rough and ready?
I was only about 5 or 6 years old.
So you were young.
But I mean, it was exciting. There's nothing wrong with a pant. There'd be pants. Some girls will have pants and some girls will have dresses. But I saw they've got a blue uniform this morning.
No. There is a bit of blue, yes. And a bit of blue in there.
But maybe a green blouse or something, though. Like, would
bring out a green blouse for you.
But I mean, Ireland, Aer Lingus has a name for kind of green.
I think it's about time, flying waitresses, yeah.
And how do you think that made them feel? Because over the years it was considered a very good job, a very glamorous job.
It was, yeah. It was. There was a time when it was where, you know, you were proud to say your daughter because it had that job, because it was like she was flying all over the world. But then, little did people realise she didn't see much. You know, it's just stopovers in airports. Yeah, I have a couple of friends who were air hostesses. And not to mention the fact that they actually have to pay a lot for the uniforms.
Some airlines charge.
Yeah,
they do.
I had a friend, who had to pay... For a certain one anyway, she had to pay a lot out of her wages. They took it automatically out of her wages, so she had no choice.
And did they find being an air hostess or a member of the cabin crew glamorous or tough?
Not at all. Extremely tough. My friend said she didn't last. She stayed something like 3 months and then left after that.
Did you ever have a job where you had to wear a skirt?
Yep, and I wore a pants one day as a waitress here in Cork City 20 years ago when I first came to Cork, and I was told to go across to Marks and Spencer's and get myself a skirt.
Really? Yep. You had to buy? Yep. By back then, a skirt at M&S was expensive.
By a male gay boss, yeah.
And have we changed since then?
Definitely, yeah, definitely, without a doubt. I was also taken on to a job when I was 6 months pregnant. That never would have happened 20 years ago.
How many of them will actually go to work without makeup?
So that is the question. We don't know. I mean, if it's optional, some might not.
Well, I know my wife wouldn't.
She would wear makeup every day?
Going to work, definitely, yeah.
The glamour is gone out of it, you know what I mean? Like everything else in the world, you know?
Is there any glamour left? Do you remember those Pan Am days or those early BOAC?
Oh, very bad altogether. It's gone from bad to worse because, I mean, what we had was good. Now we have bad.
The glamour is very important, but the practicality side of it is, I would say, if I was working in Aer Lingus, I prefer to be...
You prefer to be in trousers?
Trousers, yes.
Trousers all the way?
Trousers all the way, then feminised.
You're in a skirt, you're going to work in a skirt. Have you ever had a job where you had to wear a skirt, you had no choice?
No, I haven't actually.
You're choosing to wear a skirt?
I'm choosing to wear a skirt, but at the same time I also wear like trousers quite often as well, so... Yeah, pretty flexible with what I wear really at work. As long as it's kind of like smart, casual really, that's kind of like the main requirement.
Many airlines still insist that their cabin crew, their stewardesses, have to wear skirts. Some of them even say they have to be a certain weight and they have to wear their makeup in a certain way. And some of them are only hired because of their looks. Is that all now slowly going?
I think so, and I think it should be. I think obviously when you're recruiting someone, you should be recruiting them for their actual skills and what they can bring to a role, as opposed to how they look and and then the size or the, you know, what they weigh. That shouldn't be, really shouldn't come into it at all, really.
Yeah, I think they should have the option to wear either. You know, I don't think why they should have to be forced into wearing, you know, a skirt.
And the concept that a female employee in as an air steward has to have makeup and a skirt is an outdated concept. I can understand that it might look smart, but conversely, a male air steward does not have to have makeup on and does not have to wear a skirt. They can wear trousers and attend for work without makeup. So in my view, it's an outdated concept and it's not necessary in the modern environment. It wasn't necessary historically either, if you think of it, but in my view, it's not an outdated concept, and it's good that Aer Lingus has taken this step forward, in my view.